We'd like to thank our sponsor, SLC Guitar, for another sweet guitar riff. Welcome to another episode of Build with Breen Holmes, where we talk all things construction, business management, and just have a good old time behind the microphone.
What are we going to talk about today?
Let's turn that around.
What's been going on? You said you did Builder 20.
Yes. I feel like we default back to Builder 20 a lot, don't we?
It's because I'm fascinated with that thing, man. It's like just,
it's good. Too much in my life.
No, why would you say it's too much? Why would you say it's
too much? No, actually, Builder 20 is awesome. It really is. I came home from it. I was down in Hilton Head, South Carolina. And I came home from it exhausted, which is normal for me. But now that I'm paying attention to my feelings.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a new thing.
Now that I'm learning that there's... We got it.
I got a new button.
Okay, that's it. I'm out. Let's go. You guys, you and your stupid button. Shut up, Charity.
Oh, I was waiting for
can
that.
Can we customize some of these?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
We'll have to. Yes. Yeah, we'll get some pretty interesting
ones. All right. Listeners, send in what we got to customize these buttons with.
Oh, man.
Speaking of, years ago, we always do these office Christmas gifts. Mm. And years ago, I bought a bunch of the push buttons, the big, large, like no buttons. Mm-hmm. And I could record whatever I wanted to. So I went through and recorded 20 or so different buttons that had different sounds on them. And they were used at the office for a solid year before the batteries died.
Oh my gosh.
And they were awesome. Found all kinds of good movie clips.
Oh, you did movie? I was thinking.
Well, I did all kinds stuff of like, stuff.
Yeah, okay.
All kinds. Yes.
I was going to say, movie clips, that's it.
Yeah, yes. I kept it clean, okay? Mm-hmm. God. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
What is this web? What is this podcast?
Well, we got Charity here today. We should probably mic her up. Is what I'm thinking.
Hey, she can interject in and talk anytime she wants.
I think so.
Loud enough.
You can jump over here on this mic.
Too. So yeah, I came home somewhat tired from the Builder 20 group. Had an awesome time in South Carolina, Hilton Head area on the island. But I did come home exhausted, and I was thinking about that as I flew home, and it wasn't just the travel. We talked about that a couple of podcasts ago of work travel and how much that can get to you. Mm-hmm. But you're just so keyed in, and it's just go, go, go. Right. And it's like the stress between missing family and doing business and staying up late and getting up early and being tuned in. It's just like a mental exhaustion, you know? So it's just a lot of stress. Like you come home from that and you're busy catching up on work and catching up on life and trying to give your family attention. And you know, you talk about all the different ways we split ourselves apart.
Right.
It's just a lot, you know?
Do you feel like, I don't know if I want you to answer this because you'll answer it honestly.
Okay, wait, should I answer right off the cuff or think about it? What's more fun?
Right off the cuff.
Okay.
Are you still getting value from Builder 20?
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
Okay,
good. In fact, I question that almost every single time I'm getting ready to go out.
Yeah.
Because the stress of like,
yeah. Yeah.
Going to be gone from work for a week.
Yep.
I'm stressing about leaving the family. It's always freaking East Coast and I hate traveling back to the East Coast.
Yeah. How does that work out?
It's just where our members are. Like I spent 5 years with our group recruiting people that are more West Coast. So I've gotten more guys out this way.
Okay.
But the majority of our group was just centralized in the East Coast. I don't know why. Which is unique because we are all at least 100 miles away from each other from like a radius perspective. Mm-hmm. So we do have spread, but like on this one, there was 3 or 4 different builders that just drove to it. And I'm like, drove to it? It took me 11 hours to get there on a flight.
Right.
Like, between it bouncing around.
Right.
That's kills me. You know, and that's where a lot of the exhaustion comes in. I was a 4-hour flight to Atlanta, a layover there, a 1-hour flight to Savannah, and then a 1-hour drive into Hilton Head. So it's just like you lose time with travel, you know, and then you lose the hours of traveling back east. Then you have to deal with the sun coming up out in the ocean, which sucks because that's not right. The sun should always go down into the ocean.
Yeah.
That's wrong, brutal, man. East Coast is wrong.
All the same crew. I remember the last time, I think it was the last time we talked about Builder 20, there was a new member.
Yep. New member came in.
How is that?
Dude, really good. Member working out awesome. Yep.
Good. Yep.
So new member came in. He's awesome. He came in last fall. So this was his second meeting. We didn't bring anybody new this meeting in.
Okay.
Just because timing and how it all worked out. Think we might try to bring somebody new in next meeting. But we're sitting at 15 or 16 members now. Huh. They're all awesome. They're all fabulous. Mm-hmm. They all bring something good and unique to the table. The new member that we brought in the fall is out of Phoenix, Arizona, build some incredible homes out there, you know, so cool space. Yeah, I mean, the value is still there. Like I said, every time I'm getting ready to go, I stress and go, God, am I really going to leave work and family and like what I have right in front of me here? And I go out and I'm like, I would never not do this.
Yeah.
It's incredible, you know?
I mean, we've talked Builder 20 numerous times, but I think that is by far one of the best values you can do to gain knowledge, camaraderie.
Totally.
Just, you know, everybody kind of in this mix together and just fighting it out together.
Yeah.
It's like a team.
It's funny. When I get ready to go out, a lot of the times it would hold me back is like, I'm too busy. Mm-hmm. I have too much going on. Yep. I'm too stressed. I've got to do A, B, and C in my business.
Right.
And then I get out there and immediately start discussing some of those same stresses with the other builders.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh yeah, me too.
The same thing.
And suddenly you're like, okay, I'm not the only one. I'm not like failing in this area or struggling in this area of my business. Right. It's like, yeah, that's the market right now. Or that's the change in how we market and advertise, or that's the change in how we sell, or that's what we're dealing with interest rates or land or government entities, whatever it is. Yep. You kind of come back to reality of like, we're all dealing with this. Well, what are you doing to get through it?
Right.
You know, so there is a huge part of that. That's like, you're stressed going out there. Then you come out and go, okay, I'm actually doing pretty good, you know, and I'm a builder that's working on it. There's so many other builders out there that don't do anything except for the par of every day.
Yep.
You know, and so when you're constantly looking at what can you do to better your services for your client, you know, better work on your contracts with your trade for better business, like all of that grows a business.
Absolutely.
And that's what keeps you in business year after year after year, you know? So it's incredible. And I think any client that's looking at that saying, well, why should I hire you over somebody else? Those are all very, very good and valid and probably better reasons than anything else.
You 100%.
Know, they really are people that care to grow a business and care of a long-term business and not just how do I make money today.
Right.
So
that's exactly, you hit it right on the head. Like that's one of the values of Builder 20 of many, many values. I don't even think, at least I haven't heard of any other industries that have a group like that. Have you?
No, I mean, there's a lot of industries that have like professional networking groups, you know, that are in non-competes, that are a similar type thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how structured they are, how big they are. I do know that from when we signed up in the Builder 20 group, it's been 2018 when I first got involved in on it. they kind of had a downfall of members. It just wasn't seeming to grow. And now all of a sudden it's growing like a wildfire.
Yeah.
So they have new groups coming in. I think they're doing two new groups this year, or at least right now. So like it is growing and a lot of people are getting involved. Yeah. I've talked to a lot of guys here in Utah. They're like, oh yeah, I'm doing that. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's growing a ton and rightfully so.
Yeah,
you know?
It should be right now.
I would imagine most industries have something similar, you know, but I don't know. It's incredible. It's a huge resource for me. I still tell new members when I talk to them, it is, the best thing I've ever done for my business. And I don't just mean that financially.
Right.
Like I mean that truly in growing a business, understanding a business, organizing a business, keeping employees happy, you know, providing right services to my clients, working with other trade partners and subcontractors. Yeah. Like it's the best structure I've ever worked on. You
know? Is there anything you wish that you could do better within that Builder 20 group? For yourself and other members.
For myself and the other members. Yeah, it becomes a 3-day crash course, right? Yeah. And we go out there and there is the socializing aspect to it, but we do sit in like a conference all day. And man, I come home and it's like, I looked at when I saved my notes, I kind of have notes from inception. I've got 48 pages of notes over the 5 years that I've taken on there. And that's not just like, no. Like it's in detail written out notes.
Yeah.
I often come home and 6 months go by and I'm like, crap, Builder 20 is coming up. I want a quick review of what I've done.
Great idea.
Like, man, I wish I could just focus time and attention in between on what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And we've all talked a little bit about that. So we're trying to add more to what we're doing when we're not at meetings with other members in the group and keeping each other accountable for the goals that we're setting, checking up with each other more often, giving each other kind of more opportunity to work on what we need to do.
Right.
So like that is starting to be put in place, but for sure we can do a better job of that. And like me personally, like I need to spend more time on what I learned there, but it's just the age old adage of like too busy working in the business that I'm not working on the business, you know?
And there's nobody that records.
We do. So we have a moderator that's provided by the NAHB that flies out with us. She's the lady that works with us all the time, so to speak. They come in and they'll take meeting minutes, notes. You know, most of us are taking notes. We'll share our notes amongst each other. Mm-hmm. So like if I just take my 45 pages, but let's say this last meeting, I took 4 or 5 pages of notes. I could get any member's notes. I can get our moderator's notes. So, I mean, I could get an endless amount of stuff, but it's overwhelming.
I can't imagine.
The one other thing that's really interesting, and this is probably not Builder 20 specific, but just builders in general, especially custom home builders, it takes a couple of years for us to go through like the overturn of a contract. By the time you start working with a client, sign a contract, build the home and move on.
Yeah.
So like if I make changes today to my process and system, it's not consistently used enough in my world, I'm a boutique, small custom home builder, that I get to practice that tomorrow or the next day or the next month, maybe even not the next year. Mm-hmm. So like if I make a change in my contract, it may not reflect for 2 years.
Right.
Yeah. So the problem is if we make changes to any processes in our systems, it's going to take a good year or two for those to start to reflect, right? Whether it reflects in like the culture of your business or it reflects in the contract and how you wrote it, or reflects in some price change that you did or some contract you're working with a trade partner, it just takes time for those to rotate through.
Right.
Because we're not churn and burn. Mm-hmm. You know, so a lot of the times, like we'll sit with the financial advisor that goes through all of our financials and it's like, well, didn't I tell you guys a year ago to make this change? And you're like, yeah, but we're like that with those are on contracts that were 2 years ago. We're trying to work through the new contracts. You're not going to see that till next year.
Yeah.
You know, so like if I could look for areas that I want to see our Builder 20 group grow to, it's probably just getting a little bit beyond the, okay, what's everyone doing that's working? Like what are we good on? Okay, rock on, high five. I can go back and make that change in my contract, or I can make that change in how I'm charging or that change in my sales process. But really starting to take a little bit more of an in-depth look of what everyone does and be like, wait, you are damn good at the sales process. I want you to teach us how we should be doing a better job and put our own spin on it, right?
Gotcha.
And we go back to like one of our really, really early on podcasts, we talked about my hiring process.
Yep, yep.
And we go, well, that was 99% developed by taking 2 or 3 other builders hiring process in that group and saying, what do I like about this one? And then what am I going to put onto it? And now for me, it works really well.
Right.
And it became like a secret sauce to me.
For sure.
You know, so I think we just need more of that. And sometimes it's really hard when you say, okay, we've got 2.5 days, which really, if you break it down to 8 hours, we're talking what, 20 hours of sitting in a room. You think you'd get a lot done.
Yeah.
But if I've got 16 different members and it's like, okay, the floor is yours, talk about what you want. We're talking 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Yes. You don't get a ton of time for like you focus.
Yeah.
So right now we're spending a lot of time. In fact, we had a speaker come out that was, he owns a larger company that's business coaching. And we specifically said, how can you help us structure these meetings a little bit better so that we get more time? Or if it's not more time, we're getting really good use and effective use of our time here. Mm-hmm. You know, so that is the goal of moving forward. Coming out of that, we've got weekly check-ins with another member that we're assigned with. So me one-on-one with a member.
Like a partner. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, partner that we're assigned with, so to speak, on it.
Okay.
Goal checkups. We've got written down goals. We've got a monthly email that goes out saying, are you achieving your goal? We're going to do a 3-month checkup with the entire group on a Zoom call. So we're getting a little more active in that, you know? That's cool. It just checks us all in more. And I don't know where, I mean, part of me is like, cool, do we all grow old and retire together and keep this friendship together and keep traveling? I don't know.
Right.
You know, I truly don't. And part of me, in fact, we've often joked like time for me to get out of this industry. I'm sick of the liability of
I'm done.
Right. Yeah. There's been times that I've thought I could be done. I could 5 years and I'm out, I'm done. Mm-hmm. And I go back, I'm like, well, if I'm not a custom home builder, I don't get to go hang out with my group anymore. Mm. They're part of what keeps me in the industry.
Right.
For sure. You know, so I don't know, maybe we stay in the industry long and quote unquote grow old together.
Have you had anybody like leave the group and retire?
No one retire.
Okay.
We had right on in our group, we had 2 members that after the first meeting just said, this group isn't right for me. So they left. We had 1 member that was in a partnership with his company. He got bought out of his partnership. So he left. 1 member unfortunately went under in the slow times, and couldn't afford to keep his business open. 1 member during COVID that was out of Canada and couldn't travel. and one member that we just asked to leave the group. Wah, wah, wah. You know, truly somebody I care a lot about. I wish that person would have recognized that it was time for them to leave and they would have done it on their own.
Yeah.
I feel really shitty that we had to say, sorry, bye-bye. Mm-hmm. But they should have recognized that it just wasn't working for them.
Wasn't the right fit.
Yeah. And it wasn't even necessarily the right fit. I just think that they were struggling on how to operate their own business. Mm-hmm. And like, you really can't work on your business if you're just struggling to do this, the simple operation of it, you know? And I don't think he's a failing businessman. I just think he has a lot of other moving parts going on with the different divisions they have within their company that it was like, this just doesn't work, right. You know? And he wasn't ever really committed to our group, turning in financials, turning in member updates, staying involved, showing up to meetings,
right?
You know? So we gave him a lot of years of trying to get him there and just decided it was holding the group back if we didn't move beyond. So yeah, shitty ordeal. I wish you would have said, sorry, I'm out, guys. But unfortunately we had to say time to be done.
You had to do it for him. Mm-hmm. Is there one thing that you would say is the best benefit? I'm trying to think how to say this for your clients of you going to the Builder 20 group for how many years now?
Yeah. 5 years.
Would you say would be the best benefit that you've learned for the client's perspective?
So I said it earlier, it's the concept of working on a efficiently and effectively run business that sells the right product.
Got it.
Right. You know, so like we look at my product, may be a custom house that I build for a client, but it's not really that byproduct that I'm selling. I'm selling a process of how to get there.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of like the dream and the structure that comes from architects and interior designers and structural engineers. And there's a whole slew of people that come in to build this. I'm just helping formulate that process to get it there. So truly, like, I sell a process.
Yeah.
And when you break that down, what this group has done is helped me continue to set in concrete a well-built process that effectively and efficiently helps control the client's money, where it's spent, how it's spent, how it shows to them, and walks them through a process to try to take the stress off of that. You know, and that's for me to continue to go there. It's a continued focus of saying, today I'm not dealing with just the shit that's thrown at me. Mm-hmm. Like, I really am designing this business better. So if I walk away with better ways to communicate with you,
right,
better ways to help you understand, I constantly tell clients, I'm spending your money on your home, and I'm trying to get out of it what you want out of it. Like, this isn't my house.
Right.
I'm just helping you spend your money on your home. I need to make sure you understand where it's going. So if this group helps me effectively and efficiently process how that happens and be better at communicating and showing that to my client, that's what I'm doing. And it's really hard to do that when I'm sitting here answering emails and responding to subcontractors and meeting with my employees. But I remove myself from that for a week and I work on it.
Right.
It's gold. You can't beat that.
I'll tell you what, that's a great answer.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, for sure.
Tell me, so you have a couple of different companies, I guess you can say, and you work with your brother.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend that is going through some issues with a company that he owns with his brother.
Okay.
And as I listen to him and listen to the pains that he's having and the decisions that he's either going to have to make, or it's just something's going to happen to him,
yeah,
or his brother. And I guess you could say, let's just say the company is not going to do very well. You have all these employees.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, that makes me not want to do business with family.
Yeah.
Period. Tell me, and I think you and your brother have a great relationship.
Totally.
But I'm sure you guys get after it every now and then.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Like,
how do you guys manage through that?
God, it's the answer doesn't work for everybody, okay, right? Like, at the end of the day, I think it's you punch so it out. Individual. Sure. You know, like, we've had our moments. Dude, I think it's so individualized that I couldn't even say, like, here's the algorithm that works and so everyone should do it. Like, let's be honest, there's incredible wins of partnerships in business and there's huge downfalls, right? It's the same thing of like soul running your business. So like Breen Homes is owned and ran by me and I'm the only deciding factor there. Okay, cool. So like I get to make all those decisions, but that puts all the stress on me.
Yeah.
Right. And I can't shell that off. And there's been times I've considered taking on a partner to help me manage different parts of the business. But at the end of the day, like I've kept it solely that way so that I can do what I want with it, so to speak. Some of the other, you know, investing businesses, and some of the other operational businesses that we run together, it is incredibly nice to have the weight lifted by other people. When we involve my brother, it's so nice to have somebody that I trust impeccably. I know has my best interest at heart, and I know kind of has my back, so to speak. Right. It's like, those are the huge wins,
right?
But not everyone can say that about family or best friends.
Right.
And I can, right. Right. It doesn't mean that we haven't disagreed, that we haven't fought, that I haven't been times where I felt like I got taken advantage of. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was by him or another deal that we did with somebody else. And we just took it in the shorts and I didn't agree with it.
Right.
But I do think that, like, that's where you have to set aside personal relationship feelings, you know, and I don't know, again, it's not for everybody.
Right.
I often look back to like the real estate industry. I dabble in the real estate industry, right? Like that's 5% of my focus. And let's bring up like the whole NAR deal that, you know, legalities that just went through and the discussion of what happens with realtors' percentages of what they make.
Right.
I've felt like deals that I've done in real estate, very, very small, but they are very fairly compensated for what gets done.
Okay.
Yep. So suddenly when I'm suddenly involved in a real estate deal that comes my way, whether it's a friend or I haphazardly work myself into a deal that I've got to get the build on, we got to sell somebody's house, buy a piece of land. And I have a real estate commission now involved. Mm-hmm. I tend to bring in my brother's company and his team to help me do it. And I don't lift much of a finger.
Right.
I bring in the team. And so when all of a sudden the real estate commission comes in and I'm owed 3% of that deal, which can often be a chunk of change,
right,
and it gets dispersed, and my chunk of the pie is this very small slither. Mm-hmm. No, sliver.
Same thing.
Jeez, man, I'm struggling with that word.
That's sliver. Good. It's that Coke.
Yeah, that was tough, man.
There's some Diet Coke.
I think there's some rum in there.
That was my
bad. I mean, yeah, sorry, we switched that over. when I get that, I often ask myself, like, there's times that I've been like, man, that's it. That's all. I know that we shared a commission of 3% of $1 million. Like, that's a chunk of change, right? And by the time it filters down to me and I put $1,500 in my pocket, I go, that's it. I often fall back to like, but how many hours did I put into that?
Yeah.
Like, I've got to be real. Mm-hmm. I'm not owed anything.
Right.
You know? And so suddenly when I look at like what everybody else did, my team or my brother's team did to actually make that successful, at the end of the day, I look and I go, the client's happy. Mm-hmm. We helped them. I put some money in my pocket for the little bit of work that I did. And if I really thought what fair compensation was for it, totally happy. It's like, I totally go down this tangent. There are times that I go, that's it. It's all I made out of that deal. But then I just have to come back to reality and be like, well, I'm not going to get rich quick off that one deal. It is the team that helped the client, that put that client into building a custom home with me. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't know. I think we've done a good job putting the right parameters in place, having the right agreements in place. Surprisingly, we're pretty blunt with each other. I don't know. I think that would surprise you that I'm blunt with anybody.
Shocking.
You know, the fact that we can be blunt with each other and say, I don't feel right on this deal.
Right.
You know, and maybe we sit there and go, okay, you didn't feel right. We can't fix it on this one, but the next one we can figure out how to compensate better for it. We've always found a way, you know.
Have you worked with your brother a lot?
Yeah.
On those types of transactions. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those, you know, investing transactions, real estate that we own outside of, you know, the real estate we do with clients and the building that we do. You know, we've got a development company, you know, we're involved in property ownership together. We're involved in investment and vacation homes together. We've always found a way to work through it. You know, I think the biggest, as we talk through that, I think the biggest thing for me is like, When your focus is so narrowed that you got screwed on this deal or it didn't work out to be what you expect. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so hard when you go all the way down that path and you're like, I'm pissed because of this, when you're like, but wait, we built this.
Right.
And there's going to be times that you go, fair or not, that wasn't fair, but look at what we built.
Right. The big picture.
Yeah. So I think you've got to come back down to like, yeah, I trust. And I know that the deal didn't work out that way. So how are we going to do it better next time? You know, so, and we've worked a lot together, but again, doesn't work for everybody.
Do you think your background in real estate and your relationship with your brother and his team and stuff has that benefited your clients?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not even like the, okay, you guys handle the real estate and we'll handle the custom build. Like it's the professional knowledge we have under one roof.
Right.
Like literally when I can walk next door and just say, hey dude, can you give me a quick CRM on this property, a value on a home we just built? Like I need some help with the lender. We need to do a quick valuation. Right. I need access to the MLS. Like all of those little things, like heck yeah. Mm-hmm. You know,
I'm seeing a lot of that over the years. Like the more a contractor can bring mm-hmm. to the table and a team wise, they might not be getting a cut of yeah. any of it, but the more people that they have relationships with that benefits their clients,
yeah,
the better the job typically goes.
Yeah.
And the happier their clients are.
Yeah. Let's put it this way. Under the roof of the building that we're in, we've got a lender, a property management company, a real estate brokerage, custom home builder, development group, and an appraisal group.
Yes.
Okay. So we have all six of those under one roof.
Right.
I do not get a cut of any of those deals, regardless of whether I refer somebody or not.
Right.
That's not in the cards. Nope. That's somebody else's business.
Right.
I refer them because I wholeheartedly believe they're some of the best guys in the industry.
Exactly. Right.
You know, so like at the end of the day, if I'm referring somebody over, it's to make the deal be smoother into the transactions and how we do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do work on that deal, that's my professional knowledge, I expect to be paid for it. But that's only when I'm using my profession to what I'm at. And same with all the other guys.